Now, I'm joined on the line by London-based singer-songwriter Daniel Etherton, whose latest track, Disappear, we've been playing out on the show. So, really good morning. Nice to speak to you.
Morning, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. It feels like we've been messaging and emailing for ages.
Honestly, always. Yeah, I know, we have. But we're here today to chat, right?
finally made it. So tell us about your songwriting.
So I've always been interested in music. Singer-songwriter kind of is my main kind of bread and butter. So I've always written songs, I've always written lyrics, and I've always said the process kind of starts as poetry, just being inspired from the writing offset and then writing something and turning it into music. But in the past couple of years, around 2019, I started getting more confidence in my ability to like sing live, to perform live, and to gigs around London. And obviously COVID hit last year, but it still gave me the opportunity to continue writing and to find inspiration in so many different things. So I just took that off the back of it, and here I am. And it disappears, my second single and my debut. And we spoke on the show previously, was Foundations.
Yes.
And Disappear, I released on Friday last week. So it's not even been out for a week yet, and it's been an overwhelming response from a lot of people, which has been great. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking at the socials, and you're getting some really, really good feedback, which musicians need. You need to get some feedback. It's really important for people to say, I like what you're doing.
Yeah, and even if you don't like it, you know, it's good to know, because it's all, you know, from what I've realised in the very short period of time I've been doing music professionally, you know, you want to hear what fans or an audience have to say, because it will really inspire you to go in a way that, one, if you want to attract an audience, particularly on what music they do like and what music you should continue working at and writing at, that style, the genre, or if you need to veer to a slightly different direction. But always at the forefront of it is what you want to do, you know. Yes. what I want to do as a musician, what story I want to tell. And I like being a storyteller. I think it's having a narrative to a song is just that added bonus where people can relate to. Do you know what I mean?
You know, you were saying about writing your poetry down, because I know lots of people work in different ways, and it's always interesting how musicians put their songs together. So have you got like a book of poetry, and then will you sit down with a guitar or a keyboard and take those words and fit them into a song, or do you get a tune in your head? How does it work?
Yeah, so I don't know whether I'm unconventional. Do you know, like you said, so many people have so many different ways of writing songs. I always write with the lyrics first, and then I think of the melody and then build instrumentation around that.
Yeah.
And it's weird, because I think some people start with instruments first, chucking it down on a guitar and piano, finding a riff. But for me, I've always instantly knew when I write a song what the melody or the narrative is meant to be and formulate it around that. And yeah, it either comes the whole song really, really quickly into your head, like in 5 minutes, or it takes a bit longer, or you have really weird timings, like if you're slightly drunk on the way back on the train journey and you think, that's the song I'm going to put it, or that's how I'm going to finish it, or whether you're in the shower and a melody comes to you. That's the kind of experiences that I've had with it. It's very organic. I hate to be in a situation where it's super forced and false. But that's kind of it for me from a writing process.
And do you grab the phone and go, oh, I've got the bus, get this
and
down, this little tune,
a voice note? Yeah. I do, actually. Do you know what? I do, and I've been in like really windy situations where I thought of a melody and I've tried to like decipher what I've been trying to sing into my iPhone. But I think it's a good way of remembering, and sometimes it's beneficial, but sometimes you could think of something better from it. So it's a building process, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Who are the artists that you've grown up listening to that have sort of shaped the music that you do now?
So I grew up in kind of the era where you'd still buy CDs. I'm not yet young, so you'd still buy CDs and still, you know, listen to your walk and that kind of stuff. So I grew up with like Ben Howard, Bon Iver, the XX, you know, artists that are very, very strong with their songwriting. Those are the artists that inspired me. And now recently, I was actually on an interview the other day, and I don't know how much you use Spotify, but you know, at the end of the year, they do their wrapped up kind of what you've been listening to in the year and what your top genres and statistics are. Recently, they did kind of like a halfway through the year thing, or just like, here, this is where you're at now. And my favorite genre is Australian indie, which I didn't even know was a big genre.
Yeah.
So that's clearly what I listen to and what I inspire. I'm inspired to write in relation to kind of like folky indie sound, which I love. That's, you know, what I listen to. So, yeah.
What is the best lyric of yours that you've ever written?
So we've spoken about me being a bit of a storyteller. So a lyric, just a lyric, is hard to say. I think I've recently been in the studio a lot, and I've written a bunch of new songs that I'm really proud of. So I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I'm going to give you a chorus, because okay. It makes sense to say the chorus.
Yep.
And so it's a song that I'm writing at the moment called San, or San, Sands of Time. And it's, I couldn't hold back the sands of time, despite the mountains conquered and climbed, taken by the reaper, taken by the keeper of you and I.
Oh, I like that.
With the releases that I'm doing at the moment, in my head it was part of a particular campaign, and it's hard to think of it from a business perspective, but, you know, how am I going to brand myself? How am I going to push music out? And this song I wrote, and I've actually just laid down the vocals in the studio for, and it's honestly beautiful, and I think it's gorgeous, and the sentiment behind it is a lot deeper, and I don't have to ramble on it, because obviously we're here to talk about Disappear, but that truly for me is something that I've written recently where I thought I really love those lyrics and the concept of time and how we can't grasp it and it's always going to change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my answer to you, Michelle.
Now, you are everywhere at the moment doing interviews, but you've also got a mental health, you were on a podcast. Is this your podcast?
Yes, I was. It wasn't my podcast. It's a bit of a random way, so it's, Instagram is an amazing platform to also speak. I mean, we've spoken previously about TikTok and the strength of TikTok. And so Instagram, Taylor is a guy that runs the Waffle Shop podcast. He's based in Coventry, and he approached me on Instagram and suggested that we did a podcast together. I sent him Disappear. He loved Foundations. And the concept of Disappear is a lot about severing ties. It can be seen as like a classic breakup song, but there's positivity in separating and going your separate ways, and it's also growing within yourself and growing as a person. So I wanted to talk to him a bit about that. And he's a brilliant advocate for mental health, and so am I. Mental health is such an important thing to talk about. I think this week is men's mental health week.
Yes.
And awareness week. And we jumped on it and we got on really well. And funnily enough, I do some freelance stuff. So I work in art as well. So art's a massive thing. I know we spoke about this before, but yeah. I was in Coventry because I was working freelance for them as they're the City of Culture this year, they're 2021, and he's based in Coventry, so we timed it and grabbed a beer, and it's so nice to have actually been able to meet him personally before we recorded the podcast, because you get a different sense of a person and there's a different relationship where you're really, really excited to promote something that's so important. So check that out. That's on Spotify, that's on Apple Podcasts, that's on Google Podcasts. It's just like a 20-minute interview. Speak a bit about Disappear, speak a lot about relationships and mental health and raising awareness in a really comfortable space.
Tell us a song that you wish you'd have written. So by a famous artist that you think, oh, if only I'd have written that one, I'd be quite happy.
It's one of my favourite songs, and it's Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty. And it's a bit of a random one. But it's not, I don't want it for the money, I don't want it for... I love the hook, I love the song, and I think that, for me, it actually reminds me of a really, really good friend of mine, and it always makes me smile when I listen to it. So it's that song, yeah.
COVID, how has it been for you? I know that most musicians have lost gigs, and then the gigs that they've booked just recently have all disappeared because we're going on for another 4 weeks.
Well, yeah, it's been pretty rubbish in terms of gigging, but I've actually got some gigs, socially distanced gigs, planned for the beginning of July. Which I'll put out on my website or on my social media platform soon. I'm hopefully going to be performing at a festival, my first festival in September.
Yeah.
But it's obviously tough, but it's quite fun to work remotely with other musicians at the moment and do stuff on Zoom and, go into sessions and stuff like that. So there's always a positive to the negative. But like everyone, you know, it's been a difficult year, so it's just coping with that, really.
Now, we're going to end on your track, so I want to get this out as quickly as possible. So, Disappear, tell us about the track. It's out now.
Yeah, so Disappear is out now. It was released last Friday. It's a song about severing ties, but in darkness is always light, so it's all about growing within yourself and moving on. Listen to it. It's on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. So check it out and stream it. Thank you.
Brilliant. Lovely to talk to you. And here is Disappear. This is by Daniel Etherton, and check it out. It is out now. Thanks, Dan.
as your perfect outline. What if I'm never ready at the right time? Don't you dare take it there, I'm scared you're gonna rip me apart. I can't bear when you stare, 'cause I know you're gonna rip me apart. I'll disappear, remove the tattoo of you from my heart. Don't let me appear.